Radio Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
Good evening, dear listeners, and to all my brothers and sisters on dialysis, in recovery, or walking through the road to healing. Welcome to Second Chances with Hilaria Asumu on Radio Africana. As always, we open with Hope Bringer by Jean-Paul and Roxanne Asumu, a reminder that no matter how dark life becomes, there's always a light waiting to find us. Last week, we talked about dialysis stress, finding peace in the storm. We explored how dialysis affects not just the body, but the mind and the spirit, and how faith and gratitude can help you survive the endless routine of treatment. So this week, we move to the next chapter, Life After the Storm. The topic is when the body heals, but the mind is tired. Because after the surgery, when everyone celebrates your recovery, you might still wake up some mornings feeling lost, overwhelmed, or even afraid. You might look in the mirror and see healing scars, but also a mind still bruised by fear. That's okay. It's all right to feel that way. Healing is not just about physical strength. It's about a peace of mind, emotional recovery, and finding yourself again after everything you've been through. So tonight, dear listeners, my brothers and sisters on dialysis, we'll talk about post-transplant adjustment, the hidden side of recovery that's rarely discussed but deeply felt. If you've received a transplant, if you're waiting for one, or if you love someone who has, stay with me. Invite your neighbors and friends to listen. This conversation is for you and for others in your circle. So, as we continue this session today, I want to encourage you to listen to the next song, and I hope you enjoy.
Can we give each other hope? 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 Hope, bring another's hope. And that's what we need in this world indeed. So do not be afraid to keep each other safe.
Could you be a
So let's begin with the first stage of post-transplant life, the storm after the calm. Welcome back, and I hope you enjoyed that first song. You've survived, you've prayed, cried, fought through dialysis, surgery, pain, and you've made it to the other side. Everyone around you is celebrating, calling you a miracle. They mean well, but you start noticing something they can't see. A quiet, confusing tiredness. This isn't ordinary tiredness. It's not just from the surgery or the medication. It's deeper, like your mind hasn't caught up with your body's new reality. You see, for months or even years, your brain lived in survival mode. You were always waiting for treatment, for results, for transplant calls. You were living in fear that your body could fail at any time. Now that you're stable, your body relaxes, but your mind doesn't know how to. So that's where the specialists come in. Psychologists call this post-traumatic adjustment. Your body heals from surgery, but your mind still remembers every fear and every sleepless night. Yes, it's normal. And that's the truth. It is perfectly normal. Healing is not a finish line. It's a process. The moment you leave the hospital isn't the end of your story. It's the beginning of a new one. So if you feel empty, anxious, or strangely disconnected, don't blame yourself. You are not ungrateful. You're human. And that happens to everybody who goes through this process. Take time to rest, not just your body, but your mind. Be patient with yourself. God isn't finished with your healing yet. There's more to come. Okay? So let's take a moment to breathe, to honor this quiet part of recovery. And here's our first song with Rema, which is Calm Down. And I hope that this music ministers to you. I'll see you back here in a minute.
Baby, girl, if you leave me, I don't go love again. Because he gave me the
Welcome back. That was Rema reminding us to calm down, because sometimes slowing down is the most powerful thing you can do for yourself, for your family, for, you know, your loved ones, and if you are a mom, for your children, your husband. So now let's talk about the part people don't often mention, the emotional shadow that follows some transplant patients. And you see, I was in those shoes as well. Because for many people, it begins with a strange kind of guilt. Yes, a strange kind of guilt that you survived. You might even ask yourself, why me? Why was I chosen to live when someone else didn't? But it is not your fault. It's the way it's happened. If your transplant came from a deceased donor, you may feel sadness when you think of their family. If it came from a living donor, you might worry that they sacrificed too much for you. And I was in that space, thinking that, you know, the person who's given to me from a deceased donation is given a lot. And this is called survivor's guilt. But dear listeners, let me tell you this from the heart. Your donor didn't give you life so you could live in guilt. They gave you life so you could live in gratitude. Their gift is a continuation of your story, of their story rather, through you. Every smile, every deed, every moment you spend helping others becomes part of their legacy because they gave you a second chance. So rather than asking why me, ask what can I do with this gift? And for those who fear the transplant might fail, know this, fear is natural, but don't let it rule your mind. Concentrate, focus on what you can control. Your medication, your diet, your appointments, your peace. Faith is not pretending everything is perfect. It's trusting that even when it's not, you are still covered by grace. So in this segment, I want to bless you with a song from Thames called Free Mind. And I hope these ministers to you. I'll see you back here in a bit.
I really need, 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 I really on. I might be falling, yeah.
So that was Thames with Free Mind, reminding us that the greatest healing often begins in the heart. And I hope that you were able to allow that soothe your musings, the things that are disturbing your mind. And, you know, think about your donor. So, dear listeners, after transplant, you might expect life to go back to normal. But truthfully, there's no going back. And that's okay. You've seen life up close. You've been to the edge and returned with new eyes. And, you know, your body may be strong again, but your perspective has changed. You find joy in smaller things. The laughter of your child or your children, if you have more. The feel of fresh air on your face, on your body. The warmth of the sun on your face, on your body. Some people might not understand your new pace or your quiet moments. They will say, you're fine now, move on. It's not as easy as that. But they don't realize your peace now depends on balance, your boundaries, and self-care, which is most important. So learn to say no. Rest when you need to. Celebrate small victories. Stay consistent with your medication. Eat well. Drink enough water. And most importantly, protect your mental health. If you can, find a support group. Share your journey with others who understand. You will discover healing in shared story. And that's the truth. And above all, keep your faith close, because there will be days when gratitude feels distant. But that's when faith fills the gap. So here is CK with Love Wanting Tea, and I hope you enjoy. I'll see you back here in a minute.
Yeah, my baby, my Valentine. Yeah. Can I you to make you what I'm married to do? If you leave me a good time, I swear. You are like the oxygen I need to survive, I'll be honest. Love in the bottle in me, I am so obsessed. I want to chop your heart. Love I need a back and it's real love. Open up, make us real love. Yeah, my love want to. Let me make a bad man feel. Without you, I could feel lose my mind. Without you, I could feel fall and die. Without you, I could give up my life. Without you, without you. Now I need a back and it's real love. Open up, make us real love. Yeah, my love, one thing, thing. Let me make a bad man sing.
You mean the world to me, you're my living fantasy. I put no one above you. Laugh at no, it is love to nobody. Laugh at no, call another nigga honey. Laugh at, lover, I wanna be your lover forever, forever.
Reminding us that love, especially self-love, is the final stage of recovery. Welcome back to the next segment, and that's segment 4. And the topic for this segment is embracing the second chance. As the title says, every transplant survivor eventually faces one question. Now what? You've been given a second chance at life. What will you do with it? That question can feel heavy. But it's also an invitation. This is the time to redefine your purpose. Maybe you'll volunteer. Maybe you will share your story. Maybe you will simply live more intentionally with gratitude and faith. But don't forget, the point is to live fully. Because someone's love, someone's courage, gave you this new beginning. There's beauty in the scars, dear listener, in every scar around your body, up and down, whether at your, on your chest. They remind you that you survived, but also that you are chosen for grace. So let gratitude lead your days. Let your life honor both your donor and your creator. With that, I want to invite you to listen to Wizkid and Arasta and their song. I'll see you back in a bit.
Make I survey your tools. And if I undo your two by two, you fit to scream, you light, Libyan God. Oh, I've been drinking more alcohol for the past 5 days. Did you check on me? Now did you look for me? I walked in the room, eyes are red, and I don't smoke banga. Did you check on me? Did you check on me? Now did you notice me? Nobody will know the paranoia, oh. Cause I put a smile on my face, a facade you can never face. And if you don't know me well, well, oh, you won't see how buried I am inside my grave. Inside my grave. People, 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 people don't really know you. They don't really know you. Cause you see people, 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 they don't really know you. They don't really know. I've been drinking more alcohol for the past 5 days. Did you check on me? Or did you look for me? I walked in the
I see in all good day. If you believe it, say amen, no. Long life go follow you.
Amen.
Strangers go favor you.
Amen.
Great men go honor you.
Amen.
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 One day you go sign the check.
Oh.
You self go drive that Benz.
Oh.
This life go still make sense. Oh.
Amen.
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 Your children go make you proud. Oh. Bad people no go pull you down. No.
Amen.
One day you go run this town. No. Oh.
Amen.
Amen. Yourself go spray me money.
Amen.
Baby go call you and me. Yourself go host the party.
Amen.
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 Amen. Dangote go be your friend.
Amen.
Etedola go be your friend.
Amen.
Adenuga go be your guy.
Amen.
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 Elumelu go be your guy.
Amen.
Abdusamad go be my guy.
Amen.
Rabbi you go be my guy.
Amen.
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 Your life no go end in shame.
Amen.
Your business go bring you gain.
Amen.
If you believe it, say amen.
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 Substance. It's easy when the love don't hide. No, I had to learn from my mistakes. Company creates companions. So right, yeah, baby, both say I love your smile. Girl, I love it when you smile. Go like it feel right. Say you need me in your life, your whole life. You do whatever I say, you would never hurt me. Loving made me feel amazing inside. Oh, I. You're the only one I need and the only one I see. Love the way you talk to me and I love your energy. Cause you make it look easy. My everything, baby, believe me. There ain't nothing I won't give, there ain't nothing I won't do. You're the only one for me, nobody else but you. Cause you made me feel lucky. You know it's yours, baby, just me. Trust me, I know.
I love your laugh, yeah. I love it when you smile.
Say,
I would do anything for my love, yeah. Yeah, I would do anything for my love, yeah. Oh, Lord, run inside of in flames, just a bit of my love. Yeah, 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 yeah. I would do anything for my love. Ooh,
you're just a blessing to me. I thank Baba God for your love. Ooh, my baby, show me what I couldn't see. My love for you can never go blind. Wanna be by your side. Tell me when you need me, baby, I go to your side. Kiss you every morning, baby, I go hold you tight. Treat you like no other, every day like Valentine. Mama gave me forever, be my paradise. Honey, you're my sugar, you the sweet like Caroline. Baby, you're my prisoner, I go give you all my time. Oh, oh. Sweet baby G. So loud. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we've come to the end of the show. Tonight, we've learned that recovery is more than physical. It is emotional, it is spiritual, and it's deeply personal. We learned that healing can take time, that guilt can transform into gratitude, and that peace can grow slowly, one day at a time. To every transplant recipient listening, your courage is extraordinary. To every donor family, your love continues to save lives. And to those still waiting, hold on, don't give up hope. Hope is still breathing. And next Sunday, we'll continue this journey with a powerful topic, faith in the waiting room, trusting God through delays. And there are going to be a lot of delays in your life. We will explore what it means to believe even when heaven feels silent. And as we close tonight, we lift our hearts with a song of pure gratitude. Gratitude to God, to our donor families or donors. Here is Kabiesi by Seed. And it tells us that no matter what, we must continue to give praise to God. Here is Dr. Seed with Kabiesi, and I hope you enjoy it as I will be listening right here in the studio. So good night, dear listeners, and remember, hope heals, gratitude sustains, and faith restores. This is Second Chances with Hilaire Asumo on Radio Africana, because every breath, every scar, and every heartbeat tells a story of grace. Abakia! Oh, na, 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 yeah. It's a casino.
Radio Africana.
Your non-stop entertainment radio.